The tree sitters recently passed the 50-day mark, perched up there on their platforms above the pipeline worksite. One of them, Lauren Bowman Klontz, recorded these sounds of crews cutting trees back in September. In an essay for Blue Ridge Outdoors, she recalls growing up in those mountains, reveling in their wild beauty. So the 24-year-old is living in a tree because she says it's the only thing left to do. Another 24-year-old manning the other platform has no permanent address. Philip Flagg travels from protest site to protest site when he hears of a cause he believes in.
And I knew that they needed people here. So I thought, okay, they need people. I'm a person.
His last action was a protest against a pipeline in St. Louis.
I'm fighting this pipeline in particular, but I really see what I'm doing as fighting against an entire way of seeing the world and of being in the world, of which this pipeline is only one small example.
Flagg says he's not being paid to sit in a tree stand. Far from it.
People like myself just live in poverty, and oftentimes we suffer. So when I'm going from one place to another, I have no vehicle, so I have to hitchhike to get there. So is that authentic? I think so. I mean, I do this full time, but I don't get paid to do it.
In a news release on its website, the Mountain Valley Pipeline Company cites work delays as adding costs to the project. The company announced last month that the 300-mile pipeline price tag, first estimated at $3.5 billion, is now expected to be $4.6 billion. I'm Robbie Harris.